Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of Talk of the Town. I am Jason Allen, and today I'm joined by Bert Reese, who is part of the Benezet School Committee. And Bert, first of all, thank you for just being here with us today on Talk of the Town.
Okay, Jason. I'm glad to be talking to you.
Let's talk about this Benezet School Committee. For those who don't know what the Benezet School Committee is, Bert, can you just tell us what it is and how it got started?
Well, about 25 years ago, the St. Mary's School Board wanted to turn the old schoolhouse in Benezet over to the township, which they finally did, but they wanted us to use it. That was the idea of keeping the school, is that we had to fix it up and use it, not just simply say, okay, we'll take the school, and then we're going to sell it. So there's a lot of people that didn't want to do that, but some people in the town didn't want it, and if we got it, they just thought we should just sell a school and shouldn't put the money into it. But another faction thought it should be restored, and I was one of those that thought it should have been restored, along with a lot of people in our township. So the supervisors at that time set up a nonprofit organization called the Benezet School Committee, whose job it was going to be to restore the school for the use of the community. It didn't specify what use, but, you know, anything it would be that the community wanted, that's what we were going to do with it. So the program started, and we got a lot of grants from different organizations. The girls in the township put on fundraisers, mostly bake sales, and raised money. We got a new roof put on, got the furnace set up, and so forth. And we had a lot of donations of people donated their time and work and electrical work and the yard work and so forth. So it's been like a labor of love over the last 21 to 25 years to fix a school up. Now we have invited the supervisors some time ago to hold their meetings there, and that's what we're doing. We never had a place to meet that was very big. We had a little election hall that might have held 10 people, but we didn't have an office. Our office was in the secretary's home. So now it's our township office. It's our township building where we hold meetings, and we also have it's big enough to do other projects, to have other projects there. And one of them now that's up right now is the Elk Check Station. So we were going to use that week that people are going to be checking in elk. Our committee will be serving food, homemade soup, sandwiches, coffee, and so forth, just for fundraising. And all the money, Jason, that we collect, every dime goes into the school building for restoration. There is no... We have no people we pay or anything on our committee. It's made up from a lot of committed people in Benezet Township. And we think that the Elk Check Station is going to be a pretty good deal for us, because we think it'll bring in people that are interested in what the Game Commission is doing with the elk hunt and the program they have there. So I don't know if you have any questions, Jason. I'd be glad to answer them.
I do. I've got lots of questions.
Okay.
and I think we'll get to the Elk Check Station in a couple minutes. But
all right.
I want to go back to the 80s when you wanted to fix this up. Why do you think that was a project that was important to you?
For some reason, I've always liked to restore buildings, and I've always looked at a building like, boy, it's a shame to see that building going downhill. And I'm thinking today, back in 1986, I believe it was, a young lady stopped in when I was actually up here at camp and wanted to know if I wanted to buy I believe it was a raffle ticket, and the proceeds were going to restore the old school in Benezet Township. Now, I had never seen the school, so So I thought, well, yeah, I said, I'll buy that ticket because I think we ought to be restoring these buildings. And that was kind of the start of it. Later on, I became a supervisor, became interested in this restoration project, and I'm thinking that maybe 50% of the people in the town wanted to restore it, and maybe 50% thought maybe it was too much of a project, we should just sell it or not put the money into it. So that prompted the supervisors then to set up a nonprofit called the Benazet School Committee, and that's kind of what's been going on over the years.
How much money would you say has gone into it so far, whether it's from fundraisers or from grants, and how much do you think that still needs to be raised to finish that restoration?
Well, I think I think over the years I tried to compile it, and it came up to over a little over $100,000, and that's fundraisers and grant money and that we'd received over the years. And so regulations, Jason, have gotten worse. For example, we put in a handicap parking area, which is gravel. Today they require an asphalt paved area. So really we have to do that to meet the handicap parking situation. We also, our windows are pretty bad. We've got an awful lot of cold air coming in, and we don't have shades on our windows or storm windows, but the windows need redone, which is huge windows in a school would be very expensive. We're estimating about $60,000 maybe to redo all them windows. So we've got a lot of projects that we need, and those are a couple that really need done, but there's other improvements that could be made, of course.
What else is the school used for besides meetings and the upcoming Elk Check Station.
Okay, it's also used for election, which is kind of important, all right? Mm-hmm. So it's our election hall, and we had to have that approved, and, you know, that forced us into speeding up our handicap ramp and so forth that we've done in order to get it approved to hold elections there. So we have our township monthly meetings. We have our school committee, of course, meets there. But it's also, and we have a pavilion there, so anybody in the township that might have a party or a group of people coming in, a homecoming or a birthday party, they can rent that school and the pavilion for just a small amount of money, basically, that would handle cleanup. So it's available to anybody in Benazet Township for their use, and we also, of course, we have a playground there for the kids too, and we have outdoor restrooms. And while a lot of that was put on by grant money, most of it has been through our school committee.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you faced in getting this building restored?
Well, we had one big one, and that was after I started and got interested in this to make the school available. There was people that said it was condemned, and it was condemned for a school building, you know, for school kids to be there. It really wasn't condemned for our organization. However, we did have to bring it up to the building codes under the labor and industry codes, and at one time, many of us, or some of us, threw up our hands, not me, but some threw up their hands and said, this can't be done. We'll never meet labor and industry codes to use this building for any kind of functions. But we took over, our committee took over, and we prevailed, and we did the work, put in a fireproof drywall, put in a fire doors we needed to do, put in and did all the other improvements, the emergency lighting, all those things we had to do in order to get an occupancy permit, which we did. That was our biggest hurdle. That was the biggest challenge. And we did that some years ago, and our committee's pretty proud of that, of accomplishing that.
What do you see as some of the benefits of this building being restored, the benefits then to the town that it's in Benazet?
Well, it's amazing how many people, maybe when their kids attended, and while they're getting fewer and fewer, but they've had relatives and their friends and people in their family that have attended that school, and many people call me up and want to take a tour of it. They want to just look back to the way it used to be. In a school building, it's not the old one room school building, but it's a 4-room school building, in which it's kind of interesting because in one room, the chalkboards are 2 feet off the ground. You go to the next room and they're 3 foot off, and so forth through the 4 rooms, in order to meet the different size of the kids. So, and we've restored them, many of them chalkboards, to show how they build it, and it's kind of interesting. There was a really fancy school in its day in 1905. That was a pretty fancy school because a lot of areas had just the one-room school building with a wood furnace or a coal furnace. So those are some of the challenges that we had to work with.
Well, let's talk.
And the benefits, I would say, today for the township people.
Right. Well, let's talk about it becoming the Elk check-in station. How did you earn the right to move the Elk check-in station from Quihana to Benazet to the schoolhouse?
Actually, we were asked by the Pennsylvania Game Commission. I think that I believe that the people at the Game Commission were talking to some of our supervisors who were saying that the township was kind of poor. Well, we were a poor township, and we had a lot of traffic. We have a lot of we need the roads fixed because of the amount of traffic we have. A lot of it due to the hunting season, but a lot of it due to the Elk Visitor Center, which brings in thousands of visitors. And they were basically saying we could use all the help we can get to help the township out because of the staggering amount of traffic and the amount of repairs that we need to do to our infrastructure here. And so the Game Commission heard about this and said, well, maybe this will help if we have a check station down here, and the school committee then could maybe put on a fundraiser there with the people coming in, and it would help both the Game Commission and our school committee, and we agreed to that. We thought that might be a good way to get people in for our fundraiser.
What do you think of some of the benefits for hunters for the check-in station now being in Benazet rather than Quihana?
Well, there are some complaints that I understand of the hunters having to drive way out to the Quihana area, which I'm thinking is maybe 20 miles from Benazet, and there's nothing really out there. You're kind of out in a wilderness area. From that point of view, it'd be all right, but there's no facilities for people that would come in to the area to look at what's going on at the check station, where they're examining these elk for diseases and different things to keep track of what's going on with the elk herd. And they thought that if it was located in Benazet, which is not far from our visitor center, that they would certainly get a better crowd in there and much easier for the hunters to bring their elk in, because as you probably know, Jason, when you harvest an elk, you have to bring it to the check station. You can't just tag it and take it home. It's every one of them comes into the check station. So with the number of tags going out, it's gotten bigger.
When the check-in finally is, you mentioned that you're going to have vendors there. So what are some of the different types of vendors and different events that you're going to have going on?
Yeah, we're going to have vendors there. I think we're going to have an artist that does pictures of elk and wildlife. We're going to have an organization that does wildlife photography. We're going to have somebody, I think, that makes does some carving out of antler carving. I don't have a list in front of me, but we're going to have about 10 vendors because this is kind of new to us. We're going to have about 10 vendors there, all that normally have something to do with hunting or outdoors. So,
well, Bert, how about, can you tell us where the schoolhouse is located for those who may be, you know, they're thinking, okay, they're going to get the chance to hunt an elk, but they don't know where the schoolhouse is. They've never been there before. Where is it exactly?
Yeah, when you're coming down Route 555 toward Benazet, just before you get into the town of Benazet, you'll see the school on the left. You have to look back. It's sitting back there, and you can't miss it. It's a great big red brick building. It stands out pretty good. There's a sign out in front that says public restrooms. Anyway, the school's right there. If you're coming into Benazet from St. Mary's or off of Route 255, and you're coming down 555 toward Benazet, just when you see the sign, welcome to Benazet, when you're going to look at your left and you're going to see our school right there.
Is it right before the bridge?
Yes, it is, right before the bridge.
Perfect. If somebody wants to get involved, they really like this cause, how would they do so? How would somebody donate any of that?
Well, you can call anybody. If they give me a call, you have my number there, Jason. They can call me. I'm a director, but I can, whatever they want to do, I can funnel it to one of our committee members. So it might be easier if they call me, and if I can't handle it, I can put them in charge of somebody that does.
Perfect. Anything else from you, Bert?
No, I appreciate your effort, Jason, in talking to me, and I appreciate the effort of the your station. I can't thank you enough. I feel pretty good that we're getting this kind of interest in what we're doing here.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for coming on Talk of the Town, and we do wish you the best of luck going forward.